with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Aviation experts say a plane crash in Kazakhstan that killed 38 people is suspected to be caused by Russian air defense systems.
Azerbaijani Airlines Embraer 190 was en route from Baku to the Russian city of Grozny in the North Caucasus region. The Russian Civil Aviation Authority's preliminary information indicated the pilots diverted to Aktau after a bird strike led to an emergency on board. However, some aviation experts say that the holes seen in the plane's tail section likely indicate that it could have come under fire from Russian air defense systems, fending off a Ukrainian drone attack. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Many Americans are seeking less political news after the presidential election of 2024. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
About two-thirds of U.S. adults who responded to a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say they've recently felt the need to limit media consumption about politics and government abuse because of overload. It was an intense presidential election campaign, and many people are looking for a break from political news. About 7 in 10 Democrats who responded to the poll say they're stepping back from political news, and 6 in 10 Republicans said the same. I'm Donna Warder.
A new round of Israeli airstrikes in Yemen have targeted the Houthi rebel-held capital of Sana'a in multiple ports. The World Health Organization's director general said the bombardment on Thursday took place just meters away as he was about to abort a flight in Sana'a. He says a crew member was hurt. The strikes followed several days of Houthi attacks in Israel. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 28 points. This is SRN News. A religious freedom expert calls out Main Street journalism.
By every measure, persecution of Christians around the world is getting worse by the year. But that fact rarely appears in reporting by major news media outlets. So says Dr. Greg Cochran of International Christian Concern, who goes on to say, quote, Western media, as a general rule, report the news confidently while remaining largely ignorant of the scope of the Christian persecution problem. He says Christian media must do more to fill the gap. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservators uncovered eight angels in a historic Boston church that played a pivotal role in the Revolutionary War. The angels were painted in the early 1700s, but covered over in 1912 as part of a renovation of the Old North Church. Inspired by research showing the existence of at least 20 angels, conservatives for the past 4 months have been removing the white paint that covered eight of them in the church sanctuary. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street as some heavyweight technology and communications sector stocks offset gains elsewhere in the market. The S&P 500 slipped less than 0.1%, its first loss after three straight gains. The Dow added 0.1%, and the NASDAQ Composite fell 0.1%. Gains by retailers and healthcare stocks helped temper the losses. Trading volume was lighter than usual as U.S. markets reopened following the Christmas holiday. The Labor Department reported U.S. applications for unemployment benefits held steady last week, though continuing claims rose to the highest level in 3 years. The Dow up 28 points to close at 43,325. The NASDAQ lost 10 to 20,020. The S&P 500 dropped 2 points to 6037. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.